Hi, this is my recipe for memelas. Forgive me if this recipe waxes a bit poetic, but I do hope you still indulge in it. Step one, grab one of those steel mixing bowls that you keep in the cabinet. Do you have one of those steel mixing bowl sets that are kind of like Russian dolls and they have smaller and smaller ones that fit in it? If you do, grab the smallest one. If you don't, if your steel mixing bowl was a hand-me-down that no longer has its siblings, which were scattered across a grandmother or mother's children so that they all had pieces of her, that's okay. Grab a small Tupperware. This will serve as where you hold lukewarm water. Tiene que estar tibiecita. Don't ask me the science behind it, for I don't know as much. But I know this. The memelas hold better when the water is not frigid. Step two, open the white bag of masa harina. Shake some of that powdered softness, also known as flour, into your large bowl. Maybe give it 3 or 4 shakes. Step three, time to use 2 hands or the assistance of a loved one's. With one hand, take the small bowl or the Tupperware and slowly pour in water. With the other, start to mix the masa. Step four, pour in little by little. Be sure to refill the water bowl so that it's ready to keep going. Mix the masa with the water. Allow little rivers to form in the harina and then cover them as you fold the slowly forming dough onto itself. I forgot what step number we're on, but have you gathered up all the dust in the bowl into a Play-Doh-like substance? Is it the perfect balance between sticky and coolly peeling off your palms? Good. Now, we roll. Take a small handful of the dough and shape it into a ball. Usually, that means a lot of rolling of the dough over your palms. The dough should be your palm reader. Once you have a little masa ball, you're ready to flatten it into a memela. It's funny. The memela making process. The source is one, just the masa harina, but it transforms and evolves into so many different things and shapes so many times, just like us. Your tortillera should be covered with its own little bibs of sorts. Grab a plastic bag from wherever your family keeps their arsenal and cut 2 plastic circles from it. They should be the size of the tortillera's faces. Open the tortillera and place these plastic circles over the top and bottom of the tortillera oyster. This will prevent the dough from sticking to it upon every squish. Now comes the shaping. Place the ball on the open tortillera, right in the center of the little plastic bib. Close the tortillera and press down on the handle. Open it again, and you'll see your memela. Peel it off and stick it onto the comal. If you don't have a big old comal to toast the memelas, that's fine. You can use a pan. You toast the memelas until they're no longer doughy, and you can really feel their weight. Use your hands to flip and make sure each side gets some of the flame. Once it's done, place it in a little home, just to keep them warm until there's a collection of memelas waiting for them at the table. And now you're ready to douse them in toppings and consume among family and friends.